Do you fear not having enough? Is your ever-growing to-do list screaming that you don't have enough time? Are your bills building a case that you're not making enough money? Social pressures seem to judge that you don't have nearly enough stuff. Or maybe the demands of life declare a deeper fear. You are not enough. You're not enough for your husband or wife. You're not enough for your son or daughter. You're not enough for your dad or mom. You're not even enough for your friends, neighbors, country, church, and the list goes on. Let's face it, you're not sure if you're enough for you. In our fear of not having enough or not being enough, we instinctively tighten our grips on what we do have. Time is guarded in tightly bound daily planners. Money is hidden in locked metal chambers. Possessions are safely secured in off-site storage units. And we barricade our hearts from others, lest they demand more than we can give. If any of this sounds familiar to you, Jesus addresses our fears by saying, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Jesus indicates that our real fear lies in believing God is not enough. So, he reminds us that his Father is a good and generous giver. Being grasped by this truth releases our grip on all the things we fear are not enough. Instead of our identity being wrapped up in what we have, it is secured in who has us. This is a radical relationship that releases our hearts to live in radical freedom. Jesus goes on to tell us how to respond to this relationship, how to trust in the Father's generous heart, aligning our heart to His generous kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Can you imagine living life this free? It's God's good pleasure to give it to you. In fact, He already has in Jesus Christ. Trusting Him will nurture an overflowing relationship you will never get enough of. I'm Anthony Mullins, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.